Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
First in line at the breakfast buffet. Here's what I will tell you. When you get up at 5:45 a.m., noon is pretty far away. I mean, you will bet your life it's noon and it's maybe 8:30. By 6 p.m., it's like, how are people out? Why won't the sun go down?
No. I laugh at this every time because we pulled this when Quentin. I'm not all here today.
I'm confused what you were going for there.
She wanted to say Colin, and then
halfway realized, like, yeah. But it ended up being Clinton.
When Quentin was whining about waking up early,
yeah.
This came up, and I just laughed because it's currently noon, mm-hmm. and I've been up since 4:30 a.m., not 5:30 a.m., and yes, now that it gets dark early, I kid you not, I went to bed at 6:45 last night.
And oh, my God.
I'd been up for 14 hours, yeah. And I had not stopped all day yesterday. At 6:45, I'm like, I'm done. Mm. I don't have any productivity left in me.
At least you went to sleep.
Not right away, but eventually.
The worst feeling in the world for me is when I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
And I still can't sleep. I hate that. Anyway, we're doing our list this week. The list is best stand-up comics.
Is this ever?
Sure. Yeah. I don't see any reason to limit it. If you
want current,
throw in, as long as you throw in people we know, like if you're going to throw in, like,
don't be obscure about
Bucky Greenwald from the mm-hmm. Catskills back in 1927. He's the first one to recognize Abbott and Costello. No. Mm-hmm. But if you want to throw in George Carlin, sure. Yeah. I'll put George Carlin on there. Trying to think of a clip from him we could play, but I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Nate Bargatze, obviously.
Yeah.
Goes on there. We both love him. Yeah. All three of us really like Nate Bargatze.
Yeah.
There's something interesting about him. I've been watching a lot of his stuff lately. It's his delivery is so different. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, he says things in just this really matter of fact way. And he's funny, but he never like laughs at himself. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he makes fun of himself, but constantly, but he's not one of these comics that's up there like, hey guys, all right, here, listen to this story, which I don't necessarily have a problem with, but he's just so laid back and relaxed. That's what it is.
I don't want to say it's dry because I think that's usually used in a negative connotation, but I think it is like dry.
Yeah. It's,
you know,
there's not a lot, there's no inflection. He's not yelling. Yeah. He's not screaming. It's just a very matter of fact.
But it's what made his SNL bit so good.
That Washington thing is so good because it's
he didn't laugh, like he never broke out. He never laughed.
Yeah.
He stayed character.
I know the Washington stream thing by him is the most well-known one. My favorite sketch he did on Saturday Night Live was the soul food sketch. It was like a cooking show competition, and it's him and this African American woman, and he makes way better soul food than her. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't. I'm. And they're like, you're the winner. He's like, I know. And I'm so sorry.
It was like an episode of Top Chef because Padma Lakshmi, she was there. Top Chef,
and she just assumed the black woman was getting it. And it was so great. And she was like, the black woman was like, I grew up in France. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't know about soul food until I came back here.
Let me make the suggestion for a point of housekeeping. Mm-hmm. Should we not include Nate Bargatze in this list since we all like him?
No, I think we should.
What if we all put him first?
Because
then we
it's
go
not
to number two.
Well, just don't. I mean, then you can have him as number one. Because I like Nate Bargatze a lot, but I actually wouldn't put him at number one.
Okay. Yeah. Just asking.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to put John Mulaney.
So good
on the list because I'm a big fan of his.
Big fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like the opposite of Nate Bargatze. Yes. He's always yelling and very verbose and loud.
But it's changed a lot since he went through rehab.
Yeah.
He's not as squirrely as he used to be.
He looks different. Did he have like facial surgery or something? Like his face is not the same. Is healthy living makes your jaw bigger?
I don't know.
I mean, cocaine does some crazy things to a guy.
I don't know.
Because he does look like a man now. Forever, he looked like a little boy, which is one of my... He is... This can't work if it's just me quoting these people, but I will say this. One of my favorite bits by him is where he realized he was accidentally chasing a woman on the subway because she was like in front of him on the platform and they were like walking and he realized like she's afraid and she started running and he was like, oh my God, what is she running from? I better run too.
Yeah.
So he's running after her and then he realized that she was running because of him and he yelled out, don't worry about me. I'm just a little boy. Cause he's like, I'm not a man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just a little kid. John Mulaney definitely on there. I'm going to say Jim Gaffigan. That one's come up on the text line a lot.
Okay.
Jim Gaffigan is in there. The Pop-Tarts bit, or I always say it's Hot Pockets. He does have a Pop-Tarts bit too, but the Hot Pockets thing.
I've got one that I want to put on my list, but if we have to find clips, I don't think I could find a clean Robin Williams.
I am not finding clips. Yeah.
I'll
find the clips for you. But Robin Williams is tough because I actually love Robin Williams. But I've never really liked to stand up that much. Like it's good, but it's just so frenetic and coked out that I don't know. And also I know, and Dana Carvey's actually talked about this. Robin Williams, everybody loved him. So people just put up with it, but he actually was a joke thief. Like he stole a lot of his jokes in his bits. He would turn them into kind of other things, but he would literally sit at the back of, I think it was the Laugh Factory in San Francisco, and just to write down what other comics were doing. Nobody cares because it was almost like a privilege to be ripped off by Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also kind of like, eh.
One that I know I'm going to put on my list is Taylor Tomlinson.
Oh, yeah.
Crowd work. Her crowd work is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I cannot stand her. For those who don't know Taylor Tomlinson, she did Quarter Life Crisis. And then that's how she became famous. And then she got a late night show after Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, at midnight.
Let me tell you, this preceded you, Quentin. It is one of the worst interviews that we have ever done on this show. We interviewed her once, and I said, I'm never doing this again. I don't know if she didn't get enough sleep. I don't know if she wasn't prepared enough, but...
After midnight, that was the show.
She didn't have good answers. She wasn't funny. She couldn't play along.
That's weird.
I was so disappointed.
I've never once interviewed a stand-up comic and that's not true. Who was it? I don't remember her name now. Taylor Tomlinson. That's who it was. No, but usually they're really good because that's their whole thing is just kind of hanging out and talking. That's why they all do podcasts.
I refuse to ever interview her again because there's just no way.
But I like her stand up too, Quentin. I like the bit she has about getting a guy to put on a condom is like getting a kid to put on the coat or jacket on top of their, Halloween outfit. All right. Let's see. From the text lines, I've been neglecting
Sarah Silverman came in. I don't know a lot of her stand-up, but
not a
that
huge fan.
Idea came in. Eliza Schlesinger.
She is filthy. Like she's very funny, it'll be tough. Let's see. Oh my God, we're getting so many on the text line. Kathleen Madigan. I love Kathleen Madigan.
I don't know who that is.
She is you'd probably know her if you heard her. She has like a very kind of dry tone. really funny. Also from St. Louis. That's why I like her. Nikki Glaser.
I was just going to say that one. She hosted one of the big award shows and was a hit.
Yeah.
When she did
she always does the roast shows. And she's like...
The roast.
What's funny about her is I knew her back in... Not knew her, but like we were friends. But I had seen her like coming up in St. Louis. So Katie and I used to go to the comedy clubs all the time in St. Louis. And so it's really cool seeing her kind of turn into this really well-known national comic. Mm-hmm. But what I don't like about it is she's only known for the roast stuff.
Yeah.
She's genuinely funny,
genuinely funny,
a really good storyteller and like a really good person. But the only thing she's known for is roasting Tom Brady. And I don't like that.
Steve Martin came up.
Oh, yeah, Steve Martin.
I like him. How do you not like him?
Yeah, he's fantastic. Mm-hmm. His stand-up's weird, though, because it was intentionally not funny.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what was funny. He was like the first cringe comic.
Patton Oswalt.
Oh, yeah. That might actually be my favorite.
Sadly, the thing that always comes to mind me about Patton Oswalt is that his wife died. And he has described that story.
And he's talked about it.
Having to tell his son. And then did he get married? His daughter.
But
his child. Didn't he get married pretty quickly again after that? Or has a partner very
quickly
after that?
Like a couple years later.
And so I find him incredibly likable.
Yes.
He's in one of my favorite movies for like 7 frames. Down Periscope.
That's one of your favorite movies?
I love that movie.
With Kelsey Grammer?
That's a funny movie.
All right.
That's a movie I could watch like forever.
I might have to ban some people.
Aziz Ansari is another guy.
I don't like him.
A lot of people can't stand him. His voice is a little bit annoying. I was pleasant. Him and Pete Davidson. Both of them. I've been pleasantly surprised by how much I actually like their stand up, but don't like them in anything else. I like their stand up, but I love Parks and Rec, but I cannot stand him on Parks and Rec.
It's funny because I used to do this. When Pandora came out, you could look up comedians.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the way Pandora would work is it would just load up the next one and the next one. Mm-hmm. So I literally remember sitting on the couch in the basement playing Modern Warfare 3 and just letting Pandora play bits. Mm-hmm. And so like this is a great because I get to talk about all the stuff that I listen to, probably too young. But that's where my like stand-up comedy love came from.
I've seen Jon Stewart do stand-up.
Yeah.
This was a while ago, maybe 25 years ago. I remember it was in Cincinnati. That is the only time I've ever had that Skyline, whatever the heck that
Skyline
thing is that they have,
the
garbage stuff, whatever. He was great because that was 25 years ago, and he would just get up there and just say, okay, what do you want to talk about? He's just so good on the fly.
I can't really describe what it is about him. But he is just naturally
funny.
And that's annoying because I can think of a couple of bits I've seen him do that are kind of funny that if somebody else did would have been terrible. But he's just kind of funny.
I mean, my favorite thing with him was when he went on Crossfire.
Oh, my God. It just went off on Tucker Carlson.
We need to find that.
It was so good.
When he Crossfire, who those who don't know, used to be Tucker Carlson. And what was the other guy's name?
I don't remember.
The Democrat. But they used to go head to head on CNN and they had him on. And it was like, and they tried to take him seriously.
Yeah.
They tried to get him to take it seriously. And Jon Stewart was like,
you guys need to quit.
Yeah.
You guys need to stop your show.
I'm better at this than you are. And what does that tell you?
Right.
That I am so much better.
They were like, you guys, they were saying to him, like, people take your show seriously. He's like, I'm followed by a bunch of puppets making crank phone calls.
Yeah.
You guys are followed by Wolf Blitzer. Like, you need to take yourself more seriously. Like, stop telling me to take myself seriously. I'm on the Comedy Channel.
He absolutely turned it against them, and it was incredible television.
I found it. Yeah. I found a clip. But I can't get over the lower third of the rolling, the story that's rolling underneath.
What?
It said, this was in 2004.
Yeah, this is old.
And under the rolling, it says that if you use your cell phone for more than 10 years, you have a chance of developing a rare benign tumor along the side of your nerve.
20 years later.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Well, actually, it's funny. Who puts their phone up to their face anymore?
Yeah, true. We all either have
earbuds or we talk on speakerphone.
Yeah.
Tim Allen. We got a ton of suggestions on this. Daniel Tosh. That's a divider of people. I like Daniel Tosh. I didn't like Tosh 0.0 or whatever, but I like his stand up a lot. Josh Johnson. Josh Johnson. So he's a guy that does the Daily Show, or he does it once a week on the Daily Show, but he literally does an hour long stand-up routine every week. That's totally new.
Okay.
And it's all based on the current news and everything like that. And he, it's not like hysterically funny, because it's not like a bunch of well-crafted honed bits, but that in and of itself, the hour that he does, it's insane that he puts that together once a week.
Okay.
Like, it's really good. Adam Sandler, I don't I know he was a stand-up. I don't remember much of Adam Sandler's stand-up, though. Ron White, I'll put that guy on there.
Oh, Lord.
Drunk in Public, They Call Me Tater Salad. That guy's great.
Somebody said Seinfeld. I cannot take him.
I love Seinfeld, but I think he's a little overrated. I think without Larry David, Seinfeld would have been nothing.
He does that writing comedians in cars, getting coffee, blah, blah, blah. Wow, does he love himself?
Yeah, he takes...
That's all about Seinfeld.
He takes being a comedian, like, you would think he's curing cancer.
Right.
Or I've seen him talking about comedy like it's this crazy science experiment or something like that. It's like, no, you're just telling stories jokes and making people laugh, man.
Which has value,
And good for you. And it takes talent and it takes effort, and you deserve credit for that. But you're not curing diseases here.
Yeah.
His TV show was bad.
I disagree with that
100%. I never watched it, so...
Oh, you never watched Seinfeld?
I never got into it. I just never...
Yeah, see, exactly. Thing. Everybody on that show is hateable.
That's the point of the show. That was the point.
Except when Kramer puts the garbage disposal in his shower. That's about the only good bit from that show.
Lewis Black, who I've also seen do stand up.
Yes.
Boy, that intensity of him. You think that's a lot for 5 minutes when he used to do it on The Daily Show? Watch it for 60 minutes.
It's tough. But he's...
You're exhausted.
Are they married?
But he's funny. Who?
So Kathleen Madigan, who I said earlier, I think she was married to Lewis Black. They're just close friends, but I think they dated for a while. They're always like, anytime she'll like talk about her best friend, she's talking about Lewis Black, and anytime he's talking about his best friend, he's talking about her.
Save that Jon Stewart clip. We'll do that when we get back.
All right. 913-586-7798. We'll just roll this into the next one because we're running out of time. Who's your favorite stand-up comic of all time? That's the nominations for the list. We'll decide it tomorrow, but we need more nominations from you. This is just fun, just sitting here and talking about funny people. It's midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For the list this week, we are taking your suggestions for best stand-up comic. And I said I saw Jon Stewart do stand-up. He doesn't do it very often. He went on a little tour with John Mulaney and Pete Davidson is the one from SNL.
Yep.
They did a mini little tour
really?
With the three of them for a while that would have been interesting. But we were talking about back when he was kind of in his heyday in the early 2000s, he went on Crossfire. Paul Begala was the Democrat. He helped get Clinton elected. And then Tucker Carlson was this guy who's still around who just used to wear a bow tie.
He used to wear a bow tie and then got made fun of for wearing it so mercilessly that he went to a regular tie.
Yeah. So they invited Jon Stewart onto their show. And they thought they were really going to, you know, sink him. They really thought, ooh, we're going to beat him in his own game. And Jon Stewart was like not having it.
So here's the clip of that.
All right. Is John Kerry really the best? I mean, I think, you know, John Kerry's done
a terrible best,
guy.
Like, I thought Lincoln was good.
Is he the best the Democrats can do?
Is he the best the Democrats
yeah,
can do?
Yeah, this year.
I'd always thought in a democracy, and again, I don't know, I've only lived in this country, that there's a process, what do they call them, primaries.
Right.
And they don't always go with the best, but they go with whoever won. So is he the best? According to the process.
Right, but of the nine guys running, who do you think was best? Do you think he was the best? The most impressive?
The most impressive?
Yeah.
I thought Al Sharpton was very impressive. I enjoyed his way of speaking. I think oftentimes the person that knows they can't win is allowed to speak the most freely, and because otherwise shows with titles such as Crossfire, or Hardball, or I'm going to kick your ass, or...
Yeah, why would you invite him on the show? That's what I never
understood. And it got so bad.
Because it wasn't like, the reason they had him on was because he had been so critical of their show mm-hmm. and went off on it on The Daily Show several times. And they're like, well, let's have him on the show and coach him over to ours. Like, you could see doing that and coming away friends. Mm-hmm. But not doing that and coming away with he's got a newfound respect for our show. He also used to go on Bill O'Reilly's show all the time, but he would talk about how awful Bill O'Reilly's show was
yeah.
and how it was terrible for the country and all that. And Bill O'Reilly was like, yeah, well, your show sucks too. Those guys didn't do that.
And
they were like afraid of him.
Well, and they tried to make it seem like Jon Stewart is one of them. They
yeah.
tried to put the same responsibility on him that they have. And Jon Stewart was, like you said, was very quick to point out, my show comes after Crank Yankers.
Yeah.
Like, my show is after a cartoon. We are not the same.
Mm-hmm.
It was, yeah, find the whole thing on YouTube sometime because it was awesome.
And it honestly, 21 years ago now, God, I'm so old, 21 years ago highlighted then the problem we have now.
Yeah.
Is that the people doing our jobs even mm-hmm. don't take it responsibly, don't care what they're putting out there. And Stewart, his whole point on that show was the both sidesism of it.
Yeah.
But I think it's actually worse when it's only one sidism too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it gets annoying. I don't like sports talk shows where they just disagree and yell at each other yeah. the whole time. at the same time, nobody wants to watch. Well, that's not true. What am I saying? I don't want to watch a show where it's just one point of view. A lot of right. people do, though.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, a lot of people would just like to hear one point of view.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What else is coming in on the text line for ideas?
Oh, for let's see. We had a bunch. I actually saw all these guys together one time. Mitch Hedberg, Greg Giraldo, who's unfortunately passed, and Dave Attell. Dave Attell is gross, but one of my favorite comics of all time.
He was big in the early 2000s.
Yeah, he had a show Insomniac on Comedy Central. It was great. I once saw all them and Dane Cook together, and
okay,
it was okay. Like I got heckled. I got yelled at by Mitch Hedberg, which is weird because he's such like a cool, laid back guy. Because he thought I was heckling him, and then I wasn't. I was actually heckling the guy who was heckling him. Anyway, from the text line, Roy Wood Jr., Amber Ruffin.
Roy Wood Jr. was a very popular candidate to take over the Daily Show.
He was. I'm kind of surprised he didn't. But I like they brought Jon Stewart back for one day a week.
They just extended that now through the midterms.
Norm MacDonald on the text line.
I don't know that I've ever seen him do stand-up.
His stand-up is weird.
Okay.
And very dry.
Okay.
But at the same time, I don't know. It just hits in a different way. Mm-hmm. It's almost like it's shocking in a way because he's so kind of laid back. And like he'll do an entire like 3 minute, 4 minute bit on how serial killers need to stop digging shallow graves.
Mm-hmm.
Like why you could go through all that. He'd go through like everything a serial killer would do,
mm-hmm.
like all of the preparation and everything just to end it. And you got caught because you put them in a shallow grave. Like what's wrong with you?
I'll add this one that I just thought of. I was just trying to think of who this woman's name was. Leanne Morgan, who is in her 50s probably. And I discovered her at about the same time as Nate Bargatze, on TikTok.
I've seen her before. She's really funny.
Yeah, she's from the South. It's her storytelling is big with the big hair and the big Southern accent and everything. But she's really popular, again, because she's like a middle-aged woman, which we don't have a lot of in comedy. And I would add that to my list.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to... When we do this tomorrow, I'm going to come at it from several different angles because there's comedians I like because they're great storytellers, mm-hmm. and there's comedians I like who just do great one-liners, like Mitch Hedberg is like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like comedians that have a good combo of that. I'm honestly not sure who my number one will be, but I'll make it. I'm intentionally not making it Nate Bargatze.
Okay. None of us will, and then
no,
you won't.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't, then I'm going to be pissed off because I intentionally held him back. A lot of people saying Gabriel Iglesias. I'll be honest with you. I've never seen him. A lot of people like him a lot. I guess I just haven't.
Seth Meyers is my crush in life.
Yeah. His
stand-up's really good. He's got several Netflix specials. The most famous story about him is that one of his kids was born in the lobby of their apartment building.
Yeah.
Because he didn't move quickly enough to the taxi.
Yeah. Tig Notaro is really good. That's
she is very popular.
She's really funny.
Yes. Who's the woman? Oh boy.
The woman with curly hair.
Gosh,
is this what you're
Grayson,
going?
We and Quentin.
Who do you think is on the show?
It's dark. I can't see in there today. But that's a problem. Also, Grayson and I interview her multiple times.
I thought you were calling him Grayson now.
I believe she's a lesbian.
Uh-huh.
Hair, curly, kind of, spirally hair.
Not sure.
Little heavy set.
John, if you're listening in Lisbon, Portugal.
Like a redhead?
No. She's kind of a big deal right now.
Okay.
I can't even think of her first name, though, Google it. And I don't feel like I gave Google enough information to be able to figure it out. Somebody knows who I'm talking about.
What?
She was here not that long ago.
Sorry, I can't help it.
She does shows all over the place.
All right.
I think she just got a TV show, maybe. She and her wife just broke up. Don't ask me how I know that.
It's not Tig Notaro. I'm not sure.
I'm going to think of it.
All right. 913. Natasha Leggero?
No.
Well, that's what somebody said on the text line. Also, we're going to end on this one. Bill Cosby was hilarious when I was a kid.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he was a lot of things.
He was a lot of things when you were a kid, yeah. Coming up next, we are going to talk about a police chief who got caught in a prostitution sting, and he has the worst excuse ever. And it's the same excuse that, you know, you saw guys use on To Catch a Predator. That's next on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fortune Feimster. Thank you, Sam Stever. Sam Stevie. I just misspoke. That's all.
I wouldn't laugh at you except for you're having.
It is that
it's been a day.
Here's why I keep calling Quentin anything but Quentin is because today is Colin Settle's birthday. Happy birthday, Colin. Also, the lights were off in the studio, and so that's Quentin's
his
studio.
Fault, sure.
But I always have Facebook open because I have 35 tabs open, and that's one of them. Mm-hmm. And I keep looking anytime I open Facebook; it tells me it's Colin's birthday because I have that directly in front of me, and then I look that way. That's the problem. Fortune Feimster, thank you, Sam.
That
Stevie.
Is the name of that one
because I was never going to find it. I was never going to think of it.
So, here's a story from Western Massachusetts, mm-hmm. where Cheshire Police Chief Michael...
How do we pronounce it?
Alabozek.
How do we pronounce town?
Oh, Cheshire. That's actually how they do pronounce it.
Wait.
What
is the actual... I'm having trouble with the... Oh, I thought we were talking about that town. War something, something,
Worcester?
Something, something. Yeah, that's how they pronounce
Worcester.
It.
Worcester.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's no. that's the name of... yeah,
This is Cheshire like the cat.
They call it Worcester. They drop out all the consonants and just make everything vowels. That's mm-hmm. that's what they do there.
How do you pronounce that one fish sauce?
Oh, Tartar sauce?
No, he means Worcestershire sauce.
That's fish? I thought that was from...
Worcestershire sauce.
You put that on anything. All right. Anyway, back to this. This guy was... He's 53 years old. He's been charged with engaging in sexual conduct for a fee, otherwise known as prostitution, after a sting where an undercover officer posed as an escort. Again, he's the police chief.
Yes.
There's an undercover officer posing as a prostitute... And he
do we know, was it one of his officers?
According to court documents, investigators say he contacted a sex worker via a website, texted to arrange a paid encounter, and then showed up to meet who he thought was a prostitute. When he was caught, he allegedly told... It does not say whether he knew this officer or not, but
that would be amazing.
That would be hilarious
if that were true. He would know if...
Like, once they showed up?
Well, he would know that his department was going to be doing an undercover sting like this.
Yeah.
So
when he was caught, his excuse was that he sometimes pays for sex to help get girls off the street and that he is really just trying to look out for them. He's now... Do you think he's been fired? Who thinks he's been fired? Anybody think he's been fired? No, he's on paid administrative leave.
Well, that's probably just standard until they...
It's so we can help more women. It's a feminist act.
Yeah, thank God he's getting paid administrative leave. Yeah. Otherwise, he can help so many girls off the street.
Boy, that whole "I just want to help get girls off the street" thing is counter to what he said before the meeting.
Yeah.
Because we've got all the messages and the affidavits said prior to the meeting, this police chief communicated his intentions to be a customer for sexual relations and agreed to pay to engage in sexual conduct. Mm-hmm. What was he helping?
He did admit to engaging in prostitution, or I guess that's the way you would term paying for sex. But he's saying specifically he's helping these girls by paying, you know, giving them money.
He's not
just going to give it to them.
They're going to have to work for it.
Yeah. And the mean streets of Cheshire, Massachusetts, they got to work for it.
Man, did you see that the meetup was at a school? We're breaking so many rules here. He had been communicating online with a state police detective. He had been communicating online with an undercover state police detective and arranged for a meetup at 9:45 p.m. Mm-hmm. at the Hoosick Valley Middle and High School. And police arrested him in the parking lot. That's when he told state police he went on a website to try to get the girls off the street. He meets with them, talks with them, tries to set them straight. He touched base with 4 or 5 females in the last year. He said all they did was talk. That was all.
Okay.
They just talked.
I'm a little split on this because it's incredibly wrong for him to have done this as the police chief. I think you know where I'm going with this. At the same time, it's 2 consenting adults. I don't really care. It's still against the law. It is against the law.
I don't love that it's against the law. I get it. I don't love it.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He should definitely be fired. He violated. If you are the police chief, you can't. It has bothered me seeing police get away with breaking the law.
Right.
When, if anybody should be held under more scrutiny as far as the law is concerned, it could be them. Yes. Because it's hypocritical for them to be enforcing the law while ignoring it. At the same time, honestly, my excuse would be, not that I would ever do this, but if I was caught, my excuse would be, why is this even illegal? Why is this? What did I do wrong? She is consenting. She's here of her own volition. Oh, you know what I'll do? I'll put a camcorder up somewhere so we can film it and just say it's porn, because it's basically the same thing. There we go.
I see the line of thinking. I see the road that we're traveling. Mm-hmm. And he is the top law man.
Right.
He needs to know the law, whether he likes it or not.
100% for him, it's wrong.
He has to. Yes. Yeah. But I get it. Yeah. It's weird that this is illegal. It is weird that you can have access to all of the porn in the universe in any form you would like, and that is fine.
Yeah.
But in person, it's illegal.
Because the reason why is because both actors are getting paid. I don't know. I don't know what that... I've never understood.
In porn. Mean?
Yeah, both mattress actresses, as Wink Starrett would call them, are getting paid, and I don't know what the difference is. There's a funny Family Guy bit where they did this, where it's the cops show up and it's like a sting And they go, no, it's okay, because we have a camera over there. It's pornography. See, I was paying her. She's not a prostitute. She's an actress. Mm-hmm. So there's that. I will say, if she wasn't, because she was an undercover cop, but if she was presenting herself as like underage too, that obviously be a bigger problem.
Yeah.
There's people texting saying, you know, about sex trafficking, things like that. I obviously that is something I'm 100%, 1,000% against. One of the reasons that persists, I would argue, is because prostitution is illegal and unregulated. And if you change that rule, then there would be less sex trafficking. At the same time, I get it. Like, again, as it is illegal, you don't know who's showing up to your hotel room, what their backstory is. In this case, it happened to be a fellow cop.
And with him being the police chief, there's also, in my head, I'm making the analogy to statutory rape. Like, he's in a position of power.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know, yeah. And that makes something that would ordinarily be legal between two consenting people, with one of them being in a position of power.
Yeah.
That makes it more illegal.
I think, okay. I'm not to impugn the integrity of the undercover officer who was showing up for this thing. But do you think if he was a better police chief that they might have let it slide? Like, does this say anything about him as a boss? Because wouldn't you think if you have a boss you really like and you could just go, hey, oh my God, okay, you know what? Just never do it again. I'm not going to say anything. Don't worry about it. But it's an undercover thing too. So there's cameras and it's more than that.
It makes me wonder, did they target him in particular because he was a police chief?
Well, that's true, because they knew who he was before they got there, right?
Oh, yeah. For sure. I mean, yeah. I'm sure they, maybe they didn't target him. Mm. Maybe they, you know, I don't know how they came upon him. And I don't know how big of a town this is. I mean, Massachusetts isn't that big. So I don't know if they knew he was a police chief beforehand, but I'm sure once they found out, I'm sure they approached this with more vigor.
Yeah.
Than they would have otherwise.
I love that his excuse though is, I was just trying to help these young ladies. Mm-hmm. Look, you can look down your nose at the benevolence of my actions, but I know that God will judge me correctly. When I get up to heaven, the St. Peter's going to say, hey, did you do everything you could to get the young ladies off the street? And I'll be, yes, I had to take one for the team.
Can you imagine when state police realized who they were dealing with?
Yeah.
That it was a police chief.
This, by the way, is like Western Massachusetts. It's not even like by Boston or anything.
Okay, so
like, this is out there in the middle of nowhere.
They have girls that need help too.
Yeah. Yeah. They, right.
Because don't forget about that.
It dictated a little bit. I was like, oh, well, maybe because I couldn't remember where Cheshire was. I looked it up on the map. It's like Northwest Massachusetts. It might as well be New York, New York State. And yeah. So anyway, coming up. 913-586-7798. We were wrong about fasting. Have you been doing fasting? Have you been doing intermittent or long-term fasting? Guess what? You need to stop.
You don't have to anymore.
It's bad for you. We'll talk about that next.
Remember all the advice about how if you fast, that's good for your body. Mm-hmm. It's good for your metabolism. Good way to lose weight. There were various ways to do it. Some would go like, fast for 16 hours, eat for 8 hours a day, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No, you're not supposed to do that.
Don't do this.
According to this one study, now there are a lot of studies that contradict this.
But they call it a massive study.
Yeah. So they basically say the time-restricted eating and intermittent fasting have become, you know, popular. But it's, while it's a trendy diet hack, it taps into a biological system honed over millennia to help humans cope with scarcity. And it's supposed to, I can't remember what it's called, epiphagic or something like that. It's where your cells start eating themselves. Yes. Or start eating the bad cells. This is basically saying, nah, you need to kind of always have a little bit of food ready. Personally, I've lost weight before using intermittent fasting, but I never believed it's making me younger. It was more, it trains me to not to be okay with not eating.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That I can go without eating for 16 hours and then eat for 8 hours. And then that's my window. It's closed. So I don't snack. I don't overeat.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of shrinking my stomach in the process. I think a lot of the other stuff was just trendy science garbage.
Yeah. Some of it was about like kickstarting your metabolism. And that, and this basically says when you don't eat for long enough, your metabolism is starting to slow down. And like, if you really wanted to get the benefits, fast for 24 hours and that, but that's not good.
That's crazy.
Because then you get hangry and sluggish yeah. and irritable.
That comes
know.
From a kind of a privileged position. Who yeah. can fast for 24 hours? Like if that doesn't affect your job or your personal life, I don't know what will.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if it works for you, keep fasting, but just don't believe all of the garbage about it turning you into a younger person.
Yes.
Coming up, we have KC Pet Project CEO Kate Megji. She's going to be joining us. Have some questions for her.
If you have them,
if you
text
have them
in.
Sure. Text them in right now. 913-586-7798. That's coming up next Sunday. Bet
365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.